and you know, the sixth defence of Anthony Joshua's world heavyweight title. It's an incredible achievement. And again, look at 22 fights in. Dillian White, Dominic Brazil, Vladimir Klitschko, Joseph Parker, Carlos Takam, Alexander Povetkin. It's phenomenal. And I truly believe that one day we will look back on this record and this progress and say, wow, he fought everybody. Because by then you'll look at it and he would have beaten them all. And this is all about unifying and becoming the undisputed champ. And he's so focused on that right now. He wants to walk through Povetkin. And he's going to smash Wilder to smithereens.
What's going on here?
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually crying in there.
You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen?
And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So that you knew you had him by that time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Oh, deep in Aussie Productions.
Making woman gestures like, oh,
let's go, champ.
Good morning, TBV. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, hashtag TBV Podcast. We are back with official fight announcement for Anthony Joshua, the heavyweight king. His announcement, his fight with Alexander Povetkin is official. We have a fight for September 22nd at Wembley Stadium. It's going down. We're going to give you all the details. We got Mike and Doomsday, so let's head on out to the co-host. You know the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. It is a morning show. Get your cups of coffee because TBV is back.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
Lynch is a conqueror.
No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody.
I'm
Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My deception impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up! BoxingWiz.com.
Try unmuting yourself.
Mic check. It's Alexander Doomsday reporting you live from the TBV studios. No, just kidding, guys. Just had my coffee here. Getting ready to talk boxing with you guys early in this morning. Well, not early, but just about early enough to still call it the morning show. And AJ Povetkin. And please do comment on the pictures that you do see on YouTube, because I'm pretty sure that is not Povetkin. Mike, take it, brother.
Win the scam, two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss, two to stand over. Red runner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
I just checked mine last night. I was at like 200, though, not a million. Welcome back to TBV family. It's your boy, Mike Gross, and I'm back. And y'all already know. When Eddie come out and when AJ come out, we got to report on it. We got to talk about it. So let's get to it.
Well, we are here to discuss, obviously, the fight between Anthony Joshua and Alexander Povetkin. I want my UK callers to let me know, what the hell is Anthony Joshua OBE?
Anthony Joshua OBE?
Yeah.
What does OBE stand for?
I don't know. And the official press release is Anthony Joshua OBE will defend his WBA.
I'm pretty good at solving word puzzles, but let me see if I got this right. OBE.
It's in the description.
It's OBE, BE being best ever. What's the O stand for, right? Is that where they're going with this?
Oh, someone said Order of British Empire.
Oh, shit.
Real Naja chick from the UK. Shout out to Naja. Thank you. earlier.
I was going to say his real name is like Fatimi or some shit like that.
I'm like, yo, is this like an Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Nigerian. I was on a date last night with a Nigerian. So I'm
just getting Ness out here, boy, living his best life.
Fucking way, either fucking way, Joshua, I'm coming. No, I'm fucking with you. So, man, the official news is his fight is finally official. I know some people are like, oh, we already knew he was fighting Povetkin. This isn't news. Well, it is, because he's having an official press conference tomorrow in New York City. So that's kind of big. I don't remember him coming to New York for, I don't know, Joseph Parker.
Only Klitschko.
Look at that. So I think this is important. I think Matchroom Boxing and Matchroom USA are making a statement. Remember that there's also a DAZN Matchroom Boxing USA press conference tomorrow. Is Anthony Joshua going to be announcing that he is now on DAZN? Now, the official flyer does have Sky Sports Box Office. So this is a Sky Sports pay-per-view, and it will not be a DAZN. But is this Anthony Joshua's last fight with Sky Sports? Will he be announcing that he's part of DAZN?
Hold on, Ness. It's a Sky Sports pay-per-view over in England. In the USA, we don't know who's covering his fights.
Oh, you're right. So instead of Showtime getting the USA rights, DAZN gets the USA rights. Eddie's in a win-win situation. Still keeps a good deal with Sky Sports and has a phenomenal new arrangement with DAZN. Very good, Mike. So I just want to get to some quotes here. But before we do, let's give some information, because, you know, that's why I played Eddie's quote in the beginning. You know, all the hoopla that we do here going back and forth, the man is doing something spectacular. On September 22nd, it will only be his 23rd fight. And as a 22-fight veteran, the kid has some very good scalps under his resume. They're billing him as the heavyweight king. And I think that he is that because of the economics and what he brings to the table. He will be returning to the historical, legendary location where he had victory versus the former champion and first ballot Hall of Famer, maybe, Vladimir Klitschko, back in April 2017, where, you know, he produced a performance where a lot of us were calling it the fight or the best heavyweight fight in the last 20 years. And I know a lot of this gets lost in translation when we're debating which fights we want, and end up getting Ricky Hatton versus Povetkin versus Anthony Joshua. You know what I'm saying? So those things get lost. But at the end of the day, he's still, you know, laying it down. You know, he's still a face of boxing. He's only 28 years old. I mean, words like sensation, I guess, could be used with him. But I guess you have to cross over. But tomorrow, this show, all that is a piece. Like, tomorrow is a step in the right direction. He's coming to the United States again, and there will be another press conference. Hopefully, it's like Mike says, DAZN announces his U.S. streaming. I mean, I'm excited, but I'll let you guys give me your takes before we get to his official quotes. And you all have them, right? So, yeah. Not Mike. I'll send it to you now, Mike.
Oh, well, shit, then I thought you were going to say something. Well, shit, I'm really, really shit excited to see Anthony Joshua talk to the press tomorrow. I'm excited to see what kind of questions they're going to ask him and how he answer those questions too, because I know there's going to be a lot of wild questions tomorrow.
I just wonder. I mean, we've been to plenty of these pressers, and sometimes when these huge stars are in these pressers, it's kind of hard to get those one-on-one questions. It's usually media scrum. So I wonder how much media they're going to allow him to do, because
you got to go ham. See, tomorrow can't be a day of trying to get that one-on-one and, you know, I don't know, get some personal shine. Tomorrow, you know, you have to be a martyr.
You gotta get in where you fit in.
You have to go out there and you gotta ask the tough questions, regardless of who is gonna publish your question.
That's right.
Because if you try to wait for your questions to be asked personally, it's just not gonna happen. He's a superstar. Listen, I've been there, done that with Canelo, with Pacquiao.
It's crazy.
Very difficult to get these guys. You know what I'm saying? You have to have a built-in relationship. And while I do, you know, it's still going to be difficult. And I just don't see it. Like, I had to wait around all fucking day for Eddie the day in New York. Like, I don't even like going to these things no more because my time is fucking valuable. And just be sitting around to get two or three questions is whack. So hopefully dudes do their job. I know Adam Spielberg is going to be there. I'm still going to go because it's like AJ, and I missed the last time. I think I was on vacation the last time he was here. I was like in Jamaica or some shit.
But, hey, let me ask y'all a question. So y'all said they had Ricky Hatton on the poster for the fight.
Are you not looking at the thumbnail? That's Anthony Fowler. I don't want to take credit for Anthony Fowler's perfect meme, but this is not Alexander Povetkin. Anthony Fowler, the Matchroom boxing prospect, Olympian. He posted this, and I just found it extremely hilarious. I mean, the information is correct. It's Joshua versus Povetkin. It's confirmed for the at Wembley.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah, he did that. And I like that he did that because this is how we all feel. You know, we all feel like.
How do we feel, Ness?
Oh, well, we feel like, yo, it's a good fight, but this is not the fight we wanted. So, listen, Eddie takes shots at everybody. Why can't we take a little shot at him?
Oh, man. You know, it's hilarious. I just don't know how you Google a Povetkin name photo and you end up with the last name Ricky Hatton, and then you put – I just don't know if it was intentional.
I mean, to be honest, they kind of look alike. Shit.
It don't matter, but like when you're looking for pictures, you're Googling somebody's name. So I don't know if this was done by mistake.
It's a meme. Anthony Fowler is a fighter. He's an up-and-coming prospect, Olympian. He's definitely popular in the UK.
Definitely.
His Instagram page is booming. He made the meme, and it's fucking hilarious because guess what? Ricky Hatton, in this particular picture, has a striking resemblance to Alexander Povetkin. And again, this is about as interested as we are. Like, this is how we see it. We see it this one-sided. I think somebody tweeted me the betting lines. Anthony Joshua is a 16-1 or vice versa the other way. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
But that check left hook, boy, that's a motherfucker. I'm telling you, man.
Check left hook. Every time after the fight, he's tested hot. You know, he never hit nobody with a check left hook and tested clean. Mm.
Damn, that's a good point.
except for David Price, right? Because ain't nothing come out yet about his fight with David Price. But guess what? David Price always had an Amir Khan kind of chin. But let me get to the quotes. And I quote, "I can't wait to get back in the ring. The end of March feels a long time ago now. Povetkin is a serious challenge that I will prepare meticulously for. He has serious pedigree and only a fool would underestimate what he brings to the table," which is true. I want to just stop there. It is true. Like, again, we have him as the favorite. We think that Anthony Joshua would win. But like Mike says, this is, it is a dangerous fight.
Yeah, he has the knockout power. He does it well versus guys that are taller than him. So, you know, it's in AJ's best interest to have that close guard, really protecting that chin, especially after, you know, we've seen him go down by a Klitschko right hand. The danger is there. The danger is definitely there.
And also, if y'all remember.
Really quick, shout out to Legendary Boxer, my bad, Mike. I just want to get this little cheap double shot here. Shout out to Legendary Boxer. He says, check out Fowler's girlfriend's Instagram. It's way more popping. Well, you need to tag us because I didn't even know he had a girl.
And Dillian White was able to catch Anthony Joshua with a check hook when they first fought, and it kind of stunned him and hurt him. That's all I'm saying.
Dillian White is a lot bigger, and his reach is abnormal. Long, bro.
We've seen Anthony Joshua struggle with shorter fighters like Takum and Parker. So
and Povetkin, to be fair, he kind of you know, ripped the Tackham, right? But listen, there's a bunch of us watching. We're all here tuned in. Why? Because we love the sport, and you know, we're probably driving to work or in our gyms or sitting in our boring offices in our cubicles. All we have to do is hover over the mouse, put it on the thumbs up button, press it one time for your appreciation, and continue to enjoy the show.
Are you off your tits?
And I quote here again from Anthony Joshua, training hasn't stopped for me, but the next 10 weeks ahead will be intense, both mentally and physically. I will push myself to the breaking point to make sure I am peak condition for another huge night of British boxing at Wembley Stadium on September 22nd. Do we for 1 second doubt that he will not be, you know, 100%? I mean, I know he's come in high before, but maybe he was going for a different look. It was a bit more muscular. He still got the win. And to be honest, he performed, in my opinion, more dominantly, right? At least he got the stoppage on Tackham, whereas with Joseph Parker, it went 12. And I know people were like, oh, I wanted to see, you know, he's showing his boxing skill. And he did, you know, he did. He showed his defense in the Joseph Parker fight. But do we doubt that he's going to come in and not in peak shape? Like, I mean, I think that's what we most know about Joshua, is like him looking the part always.
I was just going to say that, guys. He has a great team. I mean, he has great sponsors. So there's no way in hell
Anthony
Joshua is going to come out of shape or not focused either. Because I think his coach, Rob McCracken, made sure that he's level and keeps his eyes focused on the prize. So I think there's no way that he's going to come in out of shape. But go ahead, Domi.
Nah, no, I agree totally with you. And to add on to that, you know, we're talking about a superstar that's a multi-million-dollar investment and for many. You know, we're talking about sponsor companies, promoters, anybody who has his back has an investment in AJ. So, you know, he has the facilities, he has the food, he has everything he needs to be ready. There's no excuse for him to be ready other than an injury, of course, because those do happen during training. And those, you know, are pretty much like they just happen. But yeah, AJ is going to come very prepared. He did slim down. And I think all of that was, you know, with the thought that they wanted more speed against a guy like Povetkin.
Joseph Parker?
Well, Joseph Parker, I mean,
you think they've been systematically coming down knowing they were going to face Povetkin?
Yeah, I mean, they've been facing smaller guys. So what's the big what's the point of being huge, a lot huger than the guy that's already smaller?
I don't know. Ask Big Baby. Physical advantage?
Yeah, physical advantage is still there. Even though it's still there, though, Ness, you know what I mean? Because even if AJ's slimming down, he's still the bigger guy. He's still the bigger guy. So you're fighting these guys that are smaller than you already. He's not fighting big guys like Brazil and Wilder and all. He's fighting guys that are smaller than him. So what is it to have more weight and concentrate on more power when you should be concentrating on speed when you're facing these smaller guys?
I wouldn't necessarily say you should be focused on speed, because when you look at Big Baby, he doesn't have like the speed, but he does have like the work rate.
He's fighting big guys, though, Mike. I'm doing it. I'm saying it in reference to his opposition of late, even the smaller guys. So,
and one thing real quick that we didn't bring up yesterday, shout out to Joseph Parker for having the funniest video that I've seen probably all weekend.
What was
it? Oh, you got to go to his page, man. It's the Kiki challenge.
Oh, everybody's
damn, it got to him too.
Oh my god, it is fucking hilarious, bro. It's like the funniest shit you ever gonna see.
Well, hilarious. For those who don't know, the Kiki challenge is also hashtagged as
the Shiggy challenge, the Shiggy,
and In My Feelings challenge is really what's taken over. But the Shiggy challenge is the guy that created it, and it really blew him up after that.
Yeah, he was on the Breakfast Club.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
No, he got certified for that. Shiggy got his blue check, man.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did.
So I want to get out to some quotes from Alexander Povetkin, the Russian powerhouse.
Did he make a commercial like he did for Wilder?
Sure did. But it was, I don't know if it was his. But Sky Sports, you know, it's in the group chat. Sky Sports did put something out, and it ends in like Alexander's coming, and it's a highlight reel of all his devastating left hooks, finishing in the David Price left hook, then right punch that eventually left him knocked out, which brutally, in the fifth round to earn Povetkin Povetkin defended his WBA intercontinental and WBO international titles.
Hey.
This is how the former WBA champion Alexander Povetkin got and earned his shot at Joshua, was beating
Price.
Price.
I mean, how is that? Is that fair, or is that
all's fair in love and war? You're the A side. Listen, look, man. A lot of times I come on here and I bang the drum for Wilder, but like, yo, Mayweather did it, Cotto did it, Pacquiao did it,
and Oscar did it.
I remember being mad at Cotto when he did it because it was like, yo, this has been done to you so many times as a strong B side, you know. Pacquiao made you lose fucking unnecessary pounds, you know? Mayweather gave you the fight very late, you know? You weren't 147-pounder in your prime. It was towards the end of your career. You know, so then when the tables turned and it was his turn to be the A-side, he shit it all on Martinez, you know? And he became a diva. And then in the negotiations with Canelo, he became a diva. And this is what happens. You know, the thing is that it's different for Joshua because he has Eddie Hearn to take the heat and to stir the pot and to guide the narrative. These other guys were out there having to defend themselves for their own actions. You know what I mean? Like Floyd had to tell you for years or walk away from the question in press conferences as to why he hasn't fought Shane Mosley or why he ain't fight a young, slick black fighter or why he wasn't fighting Alexander or fucking Berto in their primes. Because there was a time when Alexander at 140, you know, and even Timothy Bradley at 140 were like, whoa, pound for pounders? Or at least we thought that, you know? Alexander was like one of the mans. At 140, it was him, Bradley, and Khan. You know what I mean? And then Danny was on the up. He was coming up, you know? I mean, even Khan didn't get his shot with Floyd. Like, many wanted Floyd to give Khan his shot. They thought the speed could cause him issues. And obviously now, in retrospect, some could even say, look, Floyd believed that. And we can't argue it because he never gave him that shot. You know,
I mean, timing is everything in this sport, and it just doesn't, you know, correlate into the ring. It just it's timing outside the ring too. A lot of stuff that Mayweather did, and I see Eddie kind of, you know, doing the same with Anthony Joshua, and in the scope that, you know, bringing him along at the right time, giving him the fights he needs at the right time. Look, there's a formula to this, right? Mayweather had the awesome formula to make money, get the fans out there, get the people watching. AJ, he's that star. He's just he needs to come over here and fight on USA soil. But Eddie's definitely.
I think it'll happen in due time. Listen, this is just the world of on demand. Like, look, ESPN boxing is catering to us finally, and now they're on an app, and we can see it. Even if I fell asleep at 11:30 at night, I get it to see it again. We're on the world of on demand. Instagram is now. All the news is now. Now. So we want Wilder Joshua now. But it's like I said, I'm just Nostradamus. I knew this would come. And it's the right way. Like, you have to listen to Eddie when he talks, not just about Joshua, just about him being a promoter and what fighters need, you know. And he always emphasizes that you need a promoter to guide your career, and this is guiding at its finest, because you are financially securing one young man's entire family and all offspring's future, as well as establishing your company as one of the most dominant boxing promotions in boxing today.
I mean, I heard the IFL interview. I just finished it up before we went on, and it was I've listened to a couple of his interviews with Coogan, and I really like some of the stuff he said. You know, he really wants to make sure that, you know, he was speaking about going a little off topic about Felding and his win, and how he really wants to make sure that as a promoter, when he has a fighter look back in time 15 years from now, that the fighter actually comes up to him and says, "Hey man, what's up?" He asks him, "Hey, how's everything doing?" And the fighter says, "You know, everything's fine. I got a house. I got a car." He really goes out his way, I believe, for his fighters, and and he's doing it. He's doing it what's best for his fighters. So, you know,
it seems like that
a little bit of the hate, or not even hate, a little bit of the distaste for some of the moves, I guess, that he's made, especially with this whole Wilder thing, really, is mostly. I think the guy knows what he's doing.
It seems like that.
Yeah, and it's going to keep seeming like that until something else otherwise. I mean, look, he's making huge deals with networks that are, you know, just coming on to the streaming with boxing. And it's just a lot of big things that are on his plate. So, you know, the guy's a worker.
It seems like that, but we got to remember that Eddie is like a 40-year-old guy, so he's kind of more relatable to the fighters that he's managing. Yeah. So with that being said, the main thing that Eddie said, and what Wilder is really struggling with, is having a promoter that really promotes him and put him out on Front Street. Eddie is doing that with Joshua by bringing him to the U.S., having a press coverage. Like, how many times have you seen Joshua come to the U.S. and do a press coverage first, but while not doing one over in England first? That's like kind of a first for me or whatever. So Eddie's doing the right thing. He's putting this guy on Front Street. He's showing the world that he has one of the best heavyweights.
Honestly, I think that the reason it's happening in New York is because he wants to make the DAZN press conference as powerful as possible. And, you know, you could probably even write off the entire press conference wrapped into the DAZN announcement, you know, again, because if you're DAZN, what's the best thing for you? To attach your name to Anthony Joshua. He's one of the biggest faces in this sport.
And why not have all that speculation there too? If he's going to sign with DAZN, if he's not, if it's just a Povetkin thing. So a lot of speculation, a lot of intrigue.
If it's a one fight thing, the fact that it will not be a traditional HBO or Showtime, it's going to send shockwaves. If the U.S. Americans have to now buy an app to see Joshua, it's a power play. It is a power play. How will it unfold? I don't know. I want to go out to Legendary Boxer again. You know, I'm sure there's other comments, but, you know, he always feels like we're ignoring him, right? So he says, why don't you guys mention that AJ told Kellerman and Johnny Nelson that he won't be rushed to fight Wilder to 2020? Mention that with like 120 exclamation points. Because that doesn't need to be mentioned. He's fighting Alexander Povetkin, and this is who, you know, we got. We got him fighting in about 2 months. Yeah. And it's not a bad fight. Listen, negotiations fall apart all the time. Listen, Alexander Povetkin could be, guess who? Liam Smith, Amir Khan, or Julio Cesar Chavez. And guess what? He's not any of those guys. He's better than all those guys.
And I just want all you fans to know.
Maybe just for argument's sake, maybe Amir Khan and Povetkin, someone can put them on the same level somehow because of accolades. But then you still got to continue to decrease Amir Khan due to the level of knockouts. Povetkin's only been, you know, he only lost once.
And I do believe both of them were Olympic medalists. But anyway, going back to my point. Shout out to the great, I mean the great, and I say this with the most level of sarcasm ever. Charles Martin says he was injured when he fought Anthony Joshua.
No, he didn't. Oh, yeah. No.
Drop a bum, a sound bite for Charles Martin, baby.
Say it ain't so, Mike.
He's out of control, man. Let me get to these Alexander Povetkin quotes that we never got around to. And I quote, "The battle for the world title has always been my goal. I fought for the moment to face the strongest in the world. And on September 22nd, I will get my opportunity. Anthony Joshua has four belts, and I want them all. I'm glad that our fight will finally take place. The meeting of two Olympic champions in the ring is destined to be breathtaking, to be a breathtaking event." Really cookie cutter there. I know this guy's Russian, so all this is probably, you know, watered down.
Translated.
Handed in by a publicist, but I'll continue anyway. And this is from Eddie Hearn. He says, "I can't wait to return to Wembley September 22nd for what I believe will be one of the biggest tests of AJ's career." Mm. "Last time he was there, he produced one of the most dramatic fights and endings in the history of the sport."
The talk.
"This fight to be full of energy and drama. Povetkin is top three heavyweight and extremely dangerous. But in AJ, I see the best heavyweight in the world today. And I think we will see a major statement."
Hey boy, Eddie can put sugar on the way
Ness reads it.
I mean, look, he says you need a promoter, and this is why, you know? This is why, because he has you thinking now, oh, shit, has he been told that they're going for the knockout? Are they trying to sway the pendulum again? Because remember, ever since Deontay Wilder destroyed Luis Ortiz, there's been less Wilder hate. I'm not saying it has changed to a 50-50, no way. But there's been less. He's made a few believers. So if AJ can now produce a knockout, and that's simply because, like Rob from the UK said yesterday, you're only as good as your last fight in boxing. We're fickle.
Absolutely.
We only remember your last fight. Wilder fought Ortiz and Joshua went a decision. But now if Joshua stops Povetkin, did Vladimir Klitschko even stop Povetkin?
I don't think so.
You sure? I'll look it up right now. I thought he did.
Close, and no one has BoxRec open.
I have BoxRec open, but I didn't have it on Povetkin.
Nice.
The reason you know what? This whole fight, it's happening in Wembley, right? It's gonna be 90,000 tickets, you know. And I heard Eddie talking on the interview. It's
he lost a unanimous decision to Klitschko.
All right, so that's what it was. Okay.
Statement like Teofimo Lopez, the way we talked about young Teofimo Lopez saying that, you know, he was gonna do what Felix Verdejo couldn't do. Joshua may be indirectly telling us through his promoter that he's going to do what Vladimir Klitschko could not do. I mean, he's younger.
Definitely younger.
He only has 21 fights, so he's going to be 22. And no, if he beats.
But, man, how the fuck is David Price and him a fucking final eliminator for the title?
I mean, it wasn't an eliminator. He was defending his belt versus David Price. But
what belt?
The WBA.
Oh my god, how many belts did the fucking WBA get?
They got enough to get money out of you.
Yep. Okay.
There's always a region to have a belt.
Motherfucking Oprah of the fucking boxing.
You know it.
People are gonna be happy in Wembley. I bet. And I heard that it's better. Well, according to what Eddie's been saying, that there's more hotels. It's a better venue overall.
So, are you not going to see Eddie tomorrow?
I want to go see him. I really do.
Line.
I might just go in there with like a Wilder costume. I don't know. I might just interview him with a Wilder mask on. I don't know.
You see, these guys, this is what they do. They sit here, you know, and they give their feelings to the world, and then they send Ness to do battle with the real men alone.
But y'all lucky I'm not up there.
I got a motherfucker. Everything they say, and the fighters be like, "Yo, what is more boxing for?" I'm like, "Yo, it ain't just." I ain't the only one saying shit.
That's the tallest and the most notable. I'm standing next to him. They go, "Hey, that's right there. Hey, yo, come here."
I'll be like, "Bro, I ain't say anything."
I'll just be pointing at you like this.
So, totally off subject. On Untitled tonight. Will we discuss
7 p.m. Eastern time, untitled? We will be putting out a post earlier, public post, so you can put your, you know, preferred topics in there.
But hopefully Adrian Brown is a topic. Hopefully Adrian Brown is a topic.
Well, I mean, I got to – is there video? No video, right?
No video.
I like what Shadia – I mean, not Shadia. I'm thinking of her sparring partner. I like what Clarissa Shields said about it. But, yeah, that's definitely could be a topic. We could definitely chop that up. Ali G, I know I'm fucking biased. I mean, and if you're telling me that's because you got a bias, you little AJ protector.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway – yeah, man, we'll figure out about four topics or something like that.
Oh, final thoughts, Aria.
Yo, they said Ness walking to the press conference in the Batman suit like Fury did.
Yeah, bro, I think we're gonna have to do something, bro. I might have to walk up in there with the Wilder mask on.
You ain't gonna do it. You be scared.
You crazy. Like
I said no calls.
Nah, no calls, man. People at work. People at work.
That's true.
There was one caller. And then he dropped off. I see compa, but he's at, you know, he's chilling. But and we got the music on. It's too late. You should have called in if you wanted to call in. It's too late.
Ness, you won't walk into the press conference and scream "Bomb Squad."
Hell no, he won't.
I won't. Yo, Wilder needs to crash that shit.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
The fucking
man, text that nigga. Tell him to show up. Pull up.
Nah, he already. I already know. Like from talking to him. He's done, bro. He's done. I want to see if Eddie, because Eddie knows a lot, right? I want to see if Eddie is telling the truth. Are they really going to try and push Wilder Ortiz as a pay-per-view? I don't think it's a good idea.
Why not?
Well, I guess that's your show then. Yo, this is TBV in the morning. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. In future, present, past, a damn shame there's so many of you watching and you're not hitting the thumbs up. You know, we're here faithfully for you 5-7 days a week sometimes. We got so many different opinions here with all the different callers that call internationally. Then we have about 5 different hosts bringing you 5 different flavors from 5 different regions. I mean, damn. Stop it. It's not. We're not even asking for money. It's a thumbs fucking up. Like,
smash it. Smash that thumbs up button, guys. You help us a lot with the visibility of the show. You guys don't even know. No donation. A click on that thumb helps a ton.
And if you're listening on iTunes, please go and leave us a review. 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star. Give us your opinion on how the show is going, please.
Oh my God. He went through 1-star, 2-star, 3-star. And all of those were like stabs at the heart. I don't want any of those shits. I'm fucking 5 stars, all right? I'm the Anthony Joshua fucking podcast until I get knocked out by Wilder and become Wilder podcast, all right? We out.
Peace.